Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We give glory to the King. Do you praise him today? Do you love Jesus? Do you honor him today for all that he's already done for you, for all the ways he's already made, the doors God has already opened? Surely God is worthy of your praise today. So wherever you are, come on and lift up his name. Come on and wave your hands. Come on and just tell him thank you. Hallelujah. This is the day that our Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's word, today's Daily Fire, is There is Hope, and we are in Psalm 42, verse 11. There is hope. Praise the Lord. And we're in the 42nd Psalm, verse 11. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both podcasts live with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions on air and there is no topic off limits, you can call in or tune in with that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawssinsami.org. But your best way to ensure that you don't miss either podcast is to follow the shows. That way, at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, including today, you'll receive a recording of the Daily Fire teaching. And then on Wednesday nights at 7, you'll receive a text reminder, which includes an online link and a link to dial in when we go live. That way, you do not miss this word, because it's a powerful word for you. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. Go there for announcements. Send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, and go back and listen to the word. You can also hear prior sermons and see videos of prior sermons on my ministry website, rossi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the 42nd Psalm, verse 11, reading from the KJV. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Listen to that again. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? In other words, why have you lost hope? And why art thou disquieted within me? Why are you at unrest? What has happened that you've stopped believing that God is able to do just what he said he would do? Hope thou in God. This is not the time for you to give up. You know who God is. You know what God has already done. No matter what the situation looks like, He is that same God that made a way for you previously. He is the same God who woke you up this morning. And he's the same God that will answer your prayers henceforth and forevermore. For I shall yet praise him. No matter what's going on, I still have a hallelujah for the Lord. I still have a hosanna for him. That's what the psalmist is saying. No matter what I see, my soul still praises God, who is the health of my countenance. He is my strength. He is my everything. He is my way maker. This is what the psalmist is saying. And my God, period. That settles it. That ends it. That ends all of the anxiety and worry, all of the pandemonium and chaos. That ends all of the confusion and doubt. That ends every question with just remembering, and my God, period. Come on and give God praise. What is our topic for today? Repeat after me right now. There is hope. I need you to believe that thing. Call your name out and say it to yourself. Point at yourself and tell yourself, Rossi, there is hope. Hallelujah. In today's world, everywhere we look, there is despondency. All around us, there are mass murders, mass school shootings. There are shootings on the job. There are shootings in the stores. Everywhere we go, death is all around us. In our society, there is so much immorality. People who don't want to believe the word of God any longer are distorting the truth of God into a lie to make it whatever society deems popular at the current time. Whether it's trying to teach our children that if you're born with a penis, you're not really a boy, you're a girl or boy, or whatever you think, or that your sexuality and gender are fluid, or if you're born, you know, with female genitals, you're not really a girl, you're a boy, or you can be whomever you want to be. We'll just wait until you're 5 or 6 or 7 and let you decide what you want to be. Although at 2, 3, 5, 6, and 7, we've already learned that you don't even have the appropriate abstract thinking skills to even understand the ramifications of that, nor all of the applications of that. I mean, we won't even let you decide if you want to quit school or go to school at 5, 6, or 7. We won't let you enter into a contract. We won't let you get a driver's license. We won't let you do these things because we've already determined in society and even through science that you've not developed enough to be able psychologically to understand what's going on, to even make these kinds of decisions from a position of informed consent. Yet, we say that you could really understand whether or not you're a boy or girl. And for some parents, they're actually pushing their children to be whatever the parents now want to be because it's popular to say, I have a transgender child. Glory. All around us. Even in our own homes, we see the imprint of Satan's footprints as he's gone through trying to destroy our children, the family, trying to destroy our faith and trust in God. Everywhere we go, evil is always present with us. So much so that sometimes we are giving up on God. We are giving up on living a holy life. And when I say a holy life, I'm not talking about no makeup, dresses down to your ankles. I'm not talking about those things that man puts in place to determine an outward appearance of holiness. I'm talking about true covenant relationship with the Lord that brings about a desire to live right, a desire to do right, a desire to talk right. You know, that's where holiness is. Holiness is where we have true covenant relationship with Christ. We've given our lives to him. We're in his word. We're seeking to do what he has commanded us, and he is our everything. Glory. It's relationship. So as we go throughout our day and we see what's going on in the world, you know, hurricanes and deaths, tornadoes and flooding, as we see the shootings, as we see kids bullying other children and kids committing suicide, as we look around, there was even this well-known pastor who committed suicide recently. I'm not going to say his name. And it was interesting just seeing the people debating over whether or not he was going to heaven or hell for committing suicide. He had a long history of clinical depression. And so the day before or the day of him committing suicide, he had a family, wife and children. You know, he made this post about how the power of suicide, you know, of loving God, yet still finding himself fluctuating in and out of depression. And so it was a reminder to me to hear God to remind you today that no matter what is going on in life, hope is in Jesus. God still hears you. God still loves you. God still answers you. God will still do what is needed, what is necessary to bring about his purpose and his destiny in you. God still sees you as a person who is worthy of his love because you have validity in Christ. In him, you have self-worth. And because of that, you do not have to settle for less in any area of your life. You have to understand whom you are in God, that God made you, God purposed you, God fashioned you in his image. God sees value in you, and God wants to utilize you in the earth so that you can help expand his kingdom through your talents, through your gifting, through your ministry, through your anointing. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, or yellow, tall or short, fat or thin, if you have money or if you are poor, if you have the largest home or if you are homeless, if you drive a luxury vehicle or if you ride the bus, bicycle, or walk. It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you live on. It does not matter what neighborhood you come from, what your family's last name is, and who your mother and father are. None of that matters when you understand to hope thou in God, as the psalmist said in Psalm 42. Why are you worrying? Why are you anxious? Why are you walking around fretting? Have you forgotten who God is? Have you forgotten what God has already done? How many times have you prayed to him and God has answered you already? How many times have you taken your situations to him and God has come in and he's made a way? God is that same God. The same God who healed you, the same God who blessed your children and protected them, even though they were in the midst of death, even though they were in the midst of disobedience, for some reason, some way, God still, glory, protected them. Even if they're incarcerated, even if, hallelujah, they're in the worst situation you could find them in, as long as they're here, there is still hope, hope. God. And for your children or family members that have transitioned on, God did what he knew was necessary to do. And so you still keep trusting. You still keep believing. Hope thou in God. There is hope in him. Why are you cast down? Why are you disquieted? Why are you crying night after night? Why are you looking down on yourself, not believing in yourself anymore, comparing yourself to others, envious and jealous of what other people have, what other people look like, what other people have earned? Hope yourself in God and continue to praise him. For I shall yet praise him. Why? Because he is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Whether you love me, whether you leave me, whether you don't like me, whether you hate me, whether you don't care for me, none of that matters. Glory. My hope is in God. And that's what God is saying to you today. It doesn't matter how many Facebook friends you have, how many followers, how many shares, how many likes. It doesn't matter if people want to Snapchat with you, if they want to follow you on Instagram. You got your mind focused on the wrong thing. This is why you're cast down. This is why there's chaos in the midst of your soul. Because instead of worrying about whether God loves you, whether what you're doing is pleasing to God, you're so worried about whether you're pleasing man. Get out of that realm of thought and get yourself back into the realm of thought. Is that for God I live and for God I die? God is my hope of glory. God is my salvation. God is my strength. God is all that I need, and he will put around me the right people. He will put me in the right place. I'm talking as if I'm you today. God will open doors for you. God will make ways. When God opens the door, no man can shut it. When God shuts the door, no man can open it. God will place you in the midst of great people, in the midst of great things. Hope in him. There is hope in him. Quit comparing yourself to others. Don't go around worrying about anyone else. Love people. Treat them right. Intercede for them. Pray for them. Give when you have to give. But in all things, glory. Keep hoping in God. Keep trusting in him. And we'll know you trust him by the way you live your life. It doesn't mean you won't be sad. It doesn't mean that you won't have days where you have tears. It doesn't mean that in your flesh you sometimes won't get in a place of doubt. But what it means is you will do to yourself just what the psalmist did. You'll begin to talk to yourself. Challenge yourself. Provoke yourself back into a place of right standing. You see, he was questioning himself. Why are you cast down, soul? Why are you in chaos? Why are you disquieted? Hope thou in God, he said to himself. Hope thou in God. In other words, he encouraged himself in the Lord. Sometimes you will have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You'll have to remind yourself of what he's done. You'll have to speak to your own doubtful, sinful flesh. You'll have to bring yourself into submission to the word of God. You'll bring yourself into subjection. And as you do, you will begin to feel that second wind. Oh, my hope is coming on. Oh, I feel my strength coming on. That's what the old folks used to say. Feel my strength. What did they mean? My hope in God, my praise in God. My soul is getting a second wind. That's what you must do. There is hope, brother. There is hope, sister. Hope thou in God. Trust in God. Speak to yourself. Speak to your home. Speak to your circumstances. Speak to your own doubt. Speak to your own mind. Find the worth and validity in you again that you are so worthy of everything God has for you. And hope thou in God. Glory. Woo! We got to get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hope thou in God. There is hope. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give your name the praise and the glory. Father, we understand that there is hope in you. Father, today there is hope. Tomorrow there is hope. All day long, all week long, all month, all year, every decade, every minute, every second. There's hope in you, Lord. There's hope in you. You are our hope. You are our strength. You are everything that we need. You're our joy, unspeakable joy. Father, we find hope in you. Hallelujah. So we speak to our souls today. We speak to our minds. We speak to our circumstances. We speak to our detractors and naysayers. We speak, Father, to ourselves to hope in God, trust in God, give praise to God, give honor to God. Lift up your name despite what it looks like, despite every circumstance. Give praise to you and watch you work, watch you move, watch you do it, watch you do it. Won't you do it? Yes, you will do it. What is it that you'll do? Everything that we need. Watch you do it, watch you do it. Oh, Lord, we just begin to praise you right now. In advance, we're speaking, we're shouting. Lord, we just glorify you because we're watching you do it in the spirit. We're watching you do it in the spirit. So now we have peace. Now we have peace that the prayer is answered. The thing is done. The way is made. The door is open. The healing has been given. The finances are there. Father, the reconciliation in the home, the peace of God, whatever is needed, we have now the hope and the blessed assurance. We can see the outcome. We see the vision. Glory, we see it coming to pass. We praise you for it. We receive it, declare it, we live it, we evidence it, we speak it, Father. Glory, we hope in you. You are our hope. Now, Lord, we lift up this world. We lift up everyone in authority. everyone of influence, every stakeholder, no matter what genre, politician, ministers, wherever they stand, we lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. God, that they will submit unto you, unto your will, unto your word. Father, we just speak that you cover our children. We speak, Lord, that you cover us as we go in and about, out about our day to day. Place your angels all around us. Cover us in the blood of Jesus. Father, we rebuke the devourer. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke Satan. We rebuke doubt. We rebuke everything that would come against us, and we speak that we hope in God, that you are hope. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our hope, and we believe that. Ooh, hallelujah. It's done. It's done. In the name of Jesus, everybody say, I have hope. My hope is in Christ. Say it again, I have hope. My hope is in Christ. Hallelujah. Let me give the altar call, and then we must end with our task for today. Glory. For those of you who are unsaved, who are backslidden, or who've just been living in doubt, despondency, depression, worry, fretting, or chaos, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that there is hope. Now, Lord, I confess that there is hope. And my soul will hope in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. Make sure you go to church this weekend, whatever day you attend church. We'd love to have you out at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue in Miami, where I attend. If you're in the Miami area and you don't have a church home, Sunday school starts at 9 and church at 11. The address and everything is on my ministry website, rossi.org. Also, remember to follow both podcasts by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. That's D as in daily and F as in fire. Finally, make sure that you're tuning into the Wednesday night Bible studies. This past Wednesday, we did 5 steps to raising godly children in a godless society, and it was powerful. You can actually hear that because it's still up on my ministry website, rossi.org, on the broadcast page. So go and listen to that today. Also, make sure that you sow your donation, your seed, into Rossi Williams Ministries. As you know, I'm preparing to go into television ministry on TBN because you and I, we got to win souls every day. We're in the last days, and we must win souls for Christ. So help spread the gospel by making a donation. Go to rossi.org, and on every page, there's a place where you can make your donation through PayPal, or where you can cash app to Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. So let's win souls together. All right, our topic for today's Daily Fire is there is hope. Your task for this entire weekend is to hope in God, like the psalmist said. Whenever your soul gets down, I want you to do what he did. Speak to yourself and bring yourself back in alignment. All right, I'll see you on Monday morning. Pray for me. I'm flying out to Chicago today. I'll be there until Monday, going for Sunday, going for a business conference. And I also get to see my cousin while I'm there, so I'm very excited. All right, there is hope. Your change is
long time coming, but I know